Got out of the ditch partially the other day. We got to pull him all the way out, and I'm afraid that you're going to keep on raising hell up there till you make me get a new cabinet officer, and I don't want to, but I've got my ox in, and I don't want to get a new Secretary of Agriculture. And this boy does the best he can, and he works his hard, and it's the most difficult subject in the world, and I want you to get over there and spend a little time trying to bring stubborn people together and get a bill out of there of some kind we can live with as quick as you can.
We're going to start that markup in the morning.
Well, take some leadership. Take some leadership. And I've just got a hell of a mess over in the house with Cooley. And you don't know what they say. They talk about all these sugar allotments, and they tie it in, and they pogue, and they get everybody mad at them. And these northern boys are just raising hell now on everything because they, Cooley and Pogue, go to shouting and hollering at them. And I can't, it's almost impossible to get any bill through.
I've got a date set up now to talk with Alan just as quickly as we get through here. Proxmire's jumping all over my cross-state barge canal, and I've got to be out on the floor to answer him, Mr. President. Could I call you?
Yes, sir, you call me back anytime. Only thing I want you to do is, I'm not tied to anything. I want as close to the house as I can, as quick as I can, to get something, and you just use judgment and try to pull them together and make them decide, period. I'll fight Croxmire's battle with your cross canal. I put that in on account of you to begin with. So when you get that committee tomorrow, you just try to butt their heads together and get some results and don't let them talk themselves to death.
I'm going to be for you,
and you just take the lead and hush them up. Make them vote on and get something that we can live with, and I trust your judgment.
Well, thank you very much. Bye. Thank you for